This is Shiar Jeshub, coming to you from Shiar Jeshub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut, and featuring the teaching ministry of Pastor Greg Scalzo. Hi, I'm Patty Scalzo, and today we will be listening to part 3 of 4 of a special sermon which my husband delivered entitled, The Love of Jesus for His People. Pastor has been in Matthew chapter 12, where we read the account of the Sabbath controversy between Jesus and the synagogue rulers when he heals the man with the withered hand. We are told in verse 15 that when Jesus withdrew from the city, multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Then Matthew quotes from Isaiah 42, where it says, "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will declare justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory. And in his name Gentiles will trust." When we left off, Pastor Greg was tying this all in with Psalm 103.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And so we read, as they follow the Messiah as he leaves, he heals them all, and he warns them not to tell anyone. And this is to fulfill Isaiah when he says, "Behold my servant whom I have chosen." He doesn't get in the middle of the street and quarrel and cry out. He just loves. He just loves. He heals and he loves and he forgives. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoking flax, verse 20 of Matthew 12, he will not quench. He will not quench. The gentle, loving, merciful, caring heart, the caring heart of Messiah is so shown over and over again in the Gospels. In the Isaiah chapter 42, in the literal Hebrew, that smoking means dimly burning. Will not quench means not to extinguish. He will not extinguish it. He will not put it out. Matthew Henry, the great commentator who lived from 1662 to 1714, comments this way on Matthew chapter 12, verse 20. He says, "The reed that is bruised shall not be broken and trodden down, but shall be supported and made as strong as a cedar or a flourishing palm tree. The candle newly lighted, though it only smokes and does not flame, shall not be blown out, but blown up." You know, like you use the bellows to make it get larger. The day of small things is the day of precious things. The day when Messiah heals and loves on an individual basis, caring for each one. The good issue and success of this intimated in that till he send forth judgment onto victory, there will be victory. Both the preaching of the gospel in the world and the power of the gospel in the heart shall prevail. Grace shall get the upper hand of corruption and shall at length be perfected in glory. Truth and victory are much the same, for great is truth and will prevail. You know, they can say all they want, they can try to accuse him, but the truth of his healing, the truth of the power of God upon him, the grace and the love he shows to the least of these prevails, and ultimately the gospel will bring forth total and complete victory. Such great love. He won't break us. He won't trample on us when we're broken. He won't put us out when we're smoldering. Rather, he lights us up. He makes us whole, like he makes the withered hand whole. And knowing all the Sabbath controversies throughout the Gospels, there's one other example I'd like to look at this morning, very important example. And it's in Luke chapter 13. And if you listen very, very carefully to what Jesus says, you see his heart. You see his heart's desire toward us. This is in Luke chapter 13, verse 10. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Again, another situation. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity, a spirit of sickness. You know, there's physical reasons for sickness, and there are spiritual reasons. There are unclean spirits. There are demons of sickness that can attack us and cause things in our bodies. She had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. So it's a long-term sickness. And was bent over and could in no way raise herself or straighten herself up. She's crippled. But when Jesus saw her, he called to her and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." You're loosed. You're set free. She's trapped, right? When you see a woman bent over, going through life bent over, that's not good. Now, her faith in God is good. The fact that she doesn't let the situation take away her faith in the Lord. But the situation is not a good situation. She's sick. She's trapped. She's in bondage. And Jesus says, "Woman, you are loosed. You're set free from your infirmity." It's right to do good. He does on the Sabbath, he does it every day. And you see his care for her. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. And what does she do? She glorifies God. "Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." She glorifies God. She praises God. God is healing. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. How does he respond to God healing? Because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them and not on the Sabbath day." Maybe in like that his thunder was being stolen on the Sabbath, but it's really just to criticize Jesus. And what a foolish, ludicrous concept. Remember when Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night, he says, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Right? That's common sense. How is the man being healed? God is doing the healing through Messiah. So now you're going to fight with God on when the man can be healed? It's ludicrous, really, right? He wouldn't be healed if God didn't want him healed. So obviously this is good. This is the good pleasure of God. "Bless the Lord, all my soul. He forgives all my iniquity. He heals all my diseases." That's the Yahweh Almighty we serve. "Listen to the words of the Lord. The Lord then answered him." You'd sense anger in his voice. Listen closely. He says, "Hypocrite." He calls him straight out, "You hypocrite. Does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water?" This is not even a situation now when the animal's trapped, which may happen rarely. This is a situation every Sabbath. Not only do you save your animal, but you care for your animal. You give regular care to it. You're going to give it water. You're not going to say, "Well, it's the Sabbath. I'm not going to give water to my ox or my donkey." Right? And lead it away. "You hypocrite, you'll do that." He says, verse 16, "So ought not this, then should not this woman," right? How much more valuable is this woman than an animal? She's made in the image of God. She's of greater value than any animal. "How much more? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham," she's a follower of the true God, "whom Satan has bound." So who's doing the bondage? Who's trapped this woman for 18 years? Satan. Satan is the enemy. He does evil. It is evil for this woman to be bent over and trapped. He says, think of it. Think of it. Some of your translations will say, lo. For 18 years, Satan has bound her. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? How can you go against that logic? Right? Satan has her bound. You're in agreement with Satan if you want to keep her bound. That's evil. God is good. She's a daughter of Abraham. Now, just so that, because some people say, well, that was a covenant that God had with the Jewish people. In the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 1:20 to 22, it says, for all the promises of God in him, in Christ, are yes, and in him, amen, to Corinth, a Gentile church, to the glory of God through us. Now, he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. All the promises in the Old Testament and New Testament to believers, Gentile and Jew, are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And then, to be totally clear, Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, verse 29, if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Then you fall into the same promises. He looks at each one of us and says, we are daughters and sons of Abraham. All the promises to Abraham, to Isaac and Jacob, not only go to the physical people, but now grafted in all the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. So when he looks at this woman and he says, so ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham, you could fill your name in there. Because you are a son and daughter of the living God if you are in Christ Jesus. If you have been baptized into Christ, if you belong to him, you are a child of God. And Jesus would say the same thing about you. Hypocrite, he says to this man, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, being one of God's, being on the side of God, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years be loosed, be set free from this bond, from this sickness on the Sabbath.
We know it is terribly difficult to find the time to write in today's fast-paced world. But if you could find the time to drop us a postcard, your words of encouragement would be a real blessing. Our address is Shir Jashub Christian Tabernacle, Post Office Box 518, Branford, Connecticut 06405. And as always, we welcome you to join us at our church service. Shir Jashub Christian Tabernacle meets every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. in the upper room of the Madison Memorial Hall on Meeting House Lane in Madison, Connecticut. May the Lord's presence overflow in your life as you serve Him.